From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Now it's time for the news in brief from Ipswich. Today being Sunday the 3rd of May, eight members of the Ipswich and District Radio Club through the Wison Division are involved in the Mount Me Classic, which is a 44-kilometre marathon through the Mount Me State Forest. Last weekend, the call sign Victor India 4 Alpha Echo 2 was activated by Bob VK4RJ. This special event call sign was activated to commemorate 100 years of the submarine HMAS AE2. The AE2 fought gallantly in the Dardanelles and the Sea of Marmara to attack Ottoman supplies and reinforcements. Over 4 days she battled, but on the 30th of April 1915 was forced to the surface and fatally damaged. All on board were forced to abandon the submarine and were taken captive. Bob VK4RJ, who is an active member of the Ipswich Club, was asked to participate in this event due to his location just outside Ipswich. Many calls were made to and from his station, so congratulations and well done, Bob. On the 16th of May, the Ipswich and District Amateur Radio Club will be having a sausage sizzle at J-Car at Bouval, Ipswich. J-Car is moving a little bit, just right next door into the old Dick Smith store. It should be a great day, starting at 08:30 hours until around lunchtime. Club members hope to assemble some displays and hope to see you there. Reporting from Ipswich, this is Alan, VK4FABR.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Anzac Day was notable for the centennial remembrance, but it coincided with a tragedy in the mountainous kingdom of Nepal. The death toll and number of injured will probably never be known, and whilst other events flooded the news media, the number of Australians in the country has not been ascertained. On Monday, the local mobile phone and mobile internet service became unusable. Service was resumed on Wednesday, and the sense of isolation eased as the posts of news started to flow onto the screen. Limited emails had arrived, but no outgoing services such as SMS or web connections worked. 2 days in which we slept in our beds and had food on the table, and the world came in via broadcast radio and TV. And the fixed-line phone still worked. Now consider the situation in the areas affected by the earthquake. People who survived were having to overcome the stress of lack of food, water, shelter, and then try and protect themselves, their families, and help in the rescue efforts, if not injured. Mobile phones had been the primary means of contact, and both mobile and fixed-line services were severely damaged. Then batteries started to flatten in devices, exchanges, and installations. Within a day, the first calls for assistance were going out to the worldwide amateur community. Frequencies had been announced for the necessary safety nets, and the internet was alive. Although relief agencies had been using their own networks, the civilian population are depending on emergency phone charging stations and hoping the networks are repaired soon. Behind this, amateur radio is playing an important part in the life of Nepal. Remember, when all else fails, then comes amateur radio. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.